Now, what about of tools? After you plowed, did you have something you'd go back and break up the dirt with, go back over it again?
Well, we prepared the land with what's known as a two-horse track. It was pulled by two mules.
Huh, uh-huh.
One mule walked in the car, the other mule walked up out of the car. That's what we put down.
Okay.
And we go back in there and lay it off. Now, if we're going to plant corn, we plant the corn down in the car. We're going to plant cotton. We put the fertilizer in that car and bed that cotton bed up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got ready to plant cotton. We put a block, which was a piece of gold about that tall. Put it on the foot for a plow stump.
Mm-hmm.
And you work on the head and you have one foot ahead of your clocking. And you'd be on the neck move that next to him with the planter, but there'd probably be a little two between them. Room to turn the mules at the end, see?
Mm-hmm.
And, but you'd be right behind that black thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, your watermelons, you didn't plant anything except garden mules.
Okay.
And, you make up your bed and you go on there and stick the video in. There's an impression. Drop your seed in it and put the other part of your foot in the dirt on top.
Did that yourself? You didn't have a machine or any kind of tools?
We only had two planters. That was a corn planter and a cotton planter.
Uh-huh.
That corn planter planted corn and peanuts, peas, beans, and of course the cotton planter didn't plant anything but cotton.
Did you have something that had like teeth in it? Kind of a rake-like tool? Cultivators or kind of a...
Yeah, we had spring tooth cultivators. And we had Joe Harrow. They had the teeth in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fixed where you could widen them. Most of the time, that's what they were used to block down their cotton beds with, to do a pure house. They put that, they take a piece of wire and fasten that block to two back teeth back there. So.
What kind of a harrow was it?
Joe Harrow, that's what it was called.
Huh, uh-huh, like Joe.
J-O.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Would you have something that you could pull behind the mules to carry your tools and things on out to the field?
A wagon.
Just a wagon?
Just a wagon.
Didn't have something that would kind of drag on the ground. Some people would build just boards.
Yes, we have what was known as a sled that you could hook a mule to it and put some stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when you used to pick the back of that tree, you'd pick the back and put it in that sled, so.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow tobacco?
No, I didn't grow tobacco.
Is it grown around this area a lot?
Have been in the years past. There's not much being grown here now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no labor around here now.
Oh, uh-huh.
In fact, the labor price has put. We got to pay $4.35 now for a man to rake a yard out there.
Mm-hmm.
That won't work.
Mm-hmm.